Greetings and welcome everyone to All You Can Geek Games Cast, episode 314, 3.14, Pi Edition. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gast, joined by Mike Sneedy.
Pi is almost done.
Yeah, we had more pie before. I still have the same bar because I'm so full right now. I had like this giant plate of food. I had one of you know when like you like just get home and you're starving. I made this like giant plate of food. I had a brownie afterwards and ice cream. So I can't eat this right now. So anyways, Mike's here, joined by Tony Korkanakis.
Boom, pie shirt.
Who's got a pie shirt that says 3.14 all over it, right?
Yeah,
well, sure, it goes the whole string, I'm sure. 3.14159. As far as it can go to fill that shirt.
I mean, well,
never ends. Corey Feinstein.
Boom, Atari shirt.
Kind of looks like the
almost pie looks like the pie symbol.
Yeah, kind of looks like
the pie symbol. I can do something with it.
Rearrange it for it. All right, so welcome, listeners, to episode 314. Wow, we actually have a lot to talk about today, so let's just get right into it. Rockstar today. This is the biggest news, I think, of the day. Rockstar is teasing Red Dead game. Sequel. We don't know if it's going to be the sequel. We don't know if it's going to be a prequel. We don't even know if it's going to be a game.
They could pull a Squeenix and have it be a mobile game. Like Red Dead Redemption Poker on iOS and Android.
Or like a remake of the first two games.
Red Dead Tap Edition. Tap, tap, tap.
Mm-hmm. So,
I did spend a lot of time playing
Red Dead Dancing All Night.
Playing the Texas Hold'em in Red Dead Redemption.
I'm psyched. As I said, now, okay, this is, I'm sure there's many viewers and listeners right now going, what the fuck, Jim? You complain about Grand Theft Auto all
you
the time.
I complain about Grand Theft Auto all the fucking time.
I do, and it deserves it. It does. This game, however, does not deserve it because people aren't still buying it in the droves that they are. The only reason why I complain about Grand Theft Auto is because it's still number four on the fucking list every month. That's why.
It hasn't gotten a remake.
Yeah, I don't like the game and I think it's shit, but I understand people like it.
I don't understand how you could think it's shit, though, and like Red Dead Redemption. The structure is almost exactly the same.
Atmosphere. That's it. That's all I need
Grand
to say.
Theft
That's
Equestrian.
All I need to say. You can ride a fucking horse.
The horses don't even explode. It's no fun.
You can ride a horse. You're in the Wild West. You have like shootouts at the OK Corral. It is the way to go.
All right.
It's not a mafia story, which I'm not intrigued by mafia stories. I'm sorry. I don't like them.
So you're not getting Mafia 3 or whatever that
no.
is.
That looks like fucking shit.
I heard
sorry.
That game was shit too. So, all right. So Red Dead Redemption, guys. Besides me, who's excited for this?
It's definitely exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a new game in a series that
I don't know
think
if Mike's excited. Oh, Mike, you're not excited, are you?
Not too much. I mean, I played the first one, and like I said, I kind of like it a little less than standard Grand Theft Auto.
There's two right now. This is the third one.
No one counts the first one. That's bullshit.
I'm just saying. It still exists.
It's not Rockstar, the first one, is it?
And no, the best part about this is, and now, listeners, you can go back to our earlier episodes. It's got to be around the 20s where I was talking about me playing this game. But I did have a gripe with it, and I still remember it. It was the ending.
Which a lot of people's favorite thing about this game is the ending.
Well, it's one of the more memorable.
But my gripe was more about the fact that it took the control out of your hand. Like, it's just like I've gotten out of situations worse than this. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. So
there's the issue, and it's similar in a roundabout way to Mass Effect 3's ending, where if you're going to work so hard as a character and like there's levels of success you can achieve that like, when an ending comes, it's like, oh, you can't really get out of this. Like, you lose no matter what. It doesn't feel right in games as much as like it would.
Games give you the freedom that you've had. It just when they suddenly go, oh, nope, you're in place. This is where you're gonna go. That's
worked
what it
in
takes
Reach.
You out of it. Yeah, but that didn't have as much freedom.
Now the timing is kind of weird for this tease, right? Like it's seemingly out of nowhere.
Yeah. Is it though?
Like, so, it's not E3. It's not Tokyo Game Show, which it wouldn't be anyway, because it's not a Japanese game. But it's kind of like, I don't know. It's really weird. Just like coming up around the corner.
You're wishful. You are reaching.
I mean, I didn't say anything.
If they announce this for the Nintendo NX, well, listeners and viewers, you will never see me on this podcast again because my head will just explode.
Well, why couldn't it be on Nintendo NX?
Because
No.
In the GameCube era, there was never Rockstar games.
Not that it can't be
on
the system, but if they announce it with the Nintendo NX announcement because it's coming up, then my head will explode.
I mean, the rumor was that it was supposed to be at the PlayStation thing, and they had to bump it out.
And it still might. The PlayStation Experience coming up in December.
Yeah, well, if they announce it, I mean, they're already teasing it now. They're going to probably announce something within next month or so, I'd imagine.
But where?
Well,
they have their own thing.
That's the question.
That's what Tony's talking about, and that's why my head will explode. I mean, if they announce on that stream,
like, why do they need to announce it on a thing? Like, why can't they? Rockstar is big enough on its own that they can just.
We're having fun, Corey.
Absolutely, I agree with you, Corey.
I'm not having fun with you guys. I'm just saying, you know, like obviously there's something else that could be coming up. We have no idea, but let's just talk reality.
This could be Nintendo showing off that Amiibo money, you know, that Pokemon Go money.
Again.
That Apple get on the iPhone money.
Exactly.
Rockstar and Nintendo have not played together in a long time or ever, really.
That would be
I'm not sure.
No, they had a table tennis game on Wii or something like that.
That was on the 360, I think.
Like, I could envision this being... By the way, listeners,
that was a 360 launch game, actually.
If you haven't heard, NX is rumored to be being announced like this week or early next week. Very soon, the rumors are flying right now about
Nintendo said it was going to be coming like in September, the announcement, right?
Yeah, and it's... Yeah,
no, Nintendo didn't say that.
Who said that, then? Somebody said...
Eurogamer reported it.
Oh, okay.
When they did their big hardware leak.
Yeah. That's kind of what we're hinting at here with the timing of this. I understand what Tony's saying.
I'm just hinting.
I know. It's,
I think it's 50-50, but you have to do consider when they unveiled the Wii U.
I'd give you like a 10% shot at that. That's why my head would explode.
I mean, here's the thing. Nintendo knows that at least to be successful in the West, I would hope that the lesson they learned from the Wii U is that you can't just ignore the third party.
To be successful in the West, you have to get a Western.
Yeah. Zing.
Yep.
Items
good.
You gotta get those Western third parties, because that's what sells primarily in the West these days. So I really think that would go a long way to, you know, getting people to be like, oh, maybe Nintendo did turn around, because, you know, they at least tried with the Wii U announcement. They announced Call of Duty? For their system at the launch of Wii U, which was a big thing at the time. Activision went up there and like even said like, this is going to be the best version of the game, which it was that year because the new systems weren't out, so technically it wasn't a lie.
Yeah.
It's not
the best version of Mass Effect and Batman also.
I do think, you know, there's a case to be made that they tried with mature audiences too for Zombie U and Bayonetta 2, which came out of nowhere. That was another surprise announcement, which there's another.
Sure, that's a smaller grin. That's a smaller scale game, though.
Oh, no, it is. It is a smaller scale game.
Like,
it's not
essentially, like, if this game were to be announced with the NX, it's more like Nintendo's like, hey, everybody, here's our system. Here's what it looks like. Oh, by the way, here's the game coming out. Microphone drop. That's it.
Exactly. And
walk off the stage.
Honestly, I think they need something like that. They do. Because, like, really, like, if they come out and just do their, like, whatever their hardware gimmick is going to be, and their usual Mario Zelda, you know, which is awesome for me, you know.
Yeah, watching Zelda on the system, I'm going to like, but...
They need to grab people by the balls, or whatever, and just be like, look, we're fucking serious this time around.
I've been disappointed one too many times to even think this is a possibility.
I'm just saying.
That's all. I would love this to be the thing, but...
I'm not saying, like, they come out and make a big thing like, oh, it's an exclusive or anything. I'm just saying, like, in a sizzle reel where they're like, hey, here's, like...
They're announcing their game, which will be on all the systems, but announcing it with the NX announcement. That's why I understand what you're saying. It would still be amazing to have that announcement at that conference.
Yeah. No, and that's what I'm saying, you know.
But then, like you said before...
What games do you think they could really, like, announce that would catch
Final
people's
Fantasy
eye?
Final Fantasy 15.
No, agreed. But I'm talking Western again. Western.
Okay.
What other Western game?
Andromeda.
Grand Theft Auto. The re-remix.
NBA 2K.
Yeah.
20.
No. Whatever. Overwatch Definitive Edition. I don't know. There's a couple games. Like Andromeda, seriously, legitimately, Diablo because 4. Of when it's coming out. Diablo 4 would be cool, but they're not going to announce that till BlizzCon. So,
I doubt it's going to be at BlizzCon.
I think it might be.
Well, it could be, but I mean, I doubt it.
I don't doubt it. I'm in the probably.
Well, let's transition to that, but before we do, just commenting on what you said. So a lot of buzz is going on the social media sphere right now, Twitter, a lot of the gaming websites and stuff like that, that multiple sources are saying, like, NX News is fairly imminent.
Yeah. It's got to be at some point if they're coming out next year, right?
Yeah, it has to be. But you know, people are just saying, like, be on the lookout, like, for someone else. So hopefully later this week, I could see them doing an announcement tomorrow, maybe, for a Friday direct.
It would have to be tomorrow. I mean, they're not going to do it on Thursday for a Friday announcement.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even Wednesday, sure. Like you said.
I'm almost assured it's going to be a direct at this point. Like, I don't think they're going to do a, you know, an event like PlayStation or Xbox did. I think it's just going to be like, here's a direct. We'll have our own thing eventually. Just fucking here it is. But it is kind of funny because, like, seriously, any little rumor or announcement just, like, blows up on, you know, Twitter or, like, NeoGAF. Just, like, here's this huge-ass thread about some stupid patent or, you know, whatever.
Every single thread on GAF is saying, every time they start a new thread, it's take this with a grain of salt. It's in, like, parentheses on every post with the NX.
Right. Which, leading to the next thing, there is a rumor that the new Beyond Good and Evil game is going to be a I don't know what a semi-reboot is. That was the wording of the source. It's going to be a semi-reboot of the original game, and it's going to be NX exclusive and will be available alongside the system.
And announced with it, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's another thing. So, which would be cool. I like Beyond Good and Evil.
I never played. I had it, but I think I lost it or somebody borrowed it and never gave it back. Yeah. But that's one of those darling, like, I don't know.
It's fan, like Psychonauts. Like, yeah, everybody thinks of Psychonauts, like, oh, this is a great game. Everybody loves this game. Nobody's played it.
Yeah. Right, it's the game that everybody loves, but nobody's played. Because they made they made a trailer a couple of years ago at E3.
Yeah, a long time.
Got excited. And then just fucking died down.
Like, gameplay as well, so air quotes.
Right, so people are saying now that Nintendo and Ubisoft probably made a deal, kind of like Nintendo did with Sega and Platinum Games, where they funded a lot of the development for Bayonetta 2 in exchange for, you know, 100% exclusivity. So I wouldn't be surprised, considering they're still on good relationship terms, just Ubisoft and Nintendo, you know, but we'll see.
Okay. What else
do
they have?
About the image? You don't want to talk about anything else, Jim? You're done? I know you're super excited for it. The image for Red Dead.
Oh, the Red Dead image, yes. So the other thing that they showed in that image is, like, kind of a sequence of just, like, Magnificent Seven. It just makes you think of Magnificent Seven.
It's got seven silhouettes.
So, honestly, what this may be representing, and this is actually kind of exciting, for even for me, who's not a big multiplayer fan with games, but it really may be showing an aspect of the game where it's going to be, like, you know, an MMO sort of style game, where you'll have interactions with characters in the universe that are, you know, player characters. So that's what I'm getting from this, more than anything. Granted, it could just be, you know, a Magnificent Seven kind of storyline, which would be cool as well. But, you know, a Seven Samurai kind of thing. But, you know, either one of them is cool. But I really think it's more about a multiplayer announcement with it. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking.
So the image, if you guys haven't seen it, is just a red sky with the sun and then seven silhouettes walking toward you or away from you. We don't know because they're silhouetted. But, yeah, the first thing that came to my mind was just it was multiplayer, just because there's multiple characters, but we really have no idea yet. It's all speculation. But I do agree with you, Jim, where you could see a multiplayer aspect, because they were delving into that a lot with GTA, and I see them taking it further with Red Dead.
Yeah, I think so too. So, anything else, guys, you want to talk about with that? You good? Out of your... I'm psyched for it. So I would love to hear an announcement this week, even if it is, like I said, if it comes with the NX, awesome. And it's still great that we're getting in this game either way. It would be massive with the Nintendo announcement, but Not like I can't get the game anyways on the other systems. So, all right. What else do we have? Resident Evil 7. I'll get into the VR stuff soon. We're going to get into that a little bit. Obviously, that's kind of the big thing right now. But we'll go Resident Evil real quick, just the regular game. They're bringing back the old inventory style, the one that was really frustrating in those games, like the blocky, you can only fit certain things in slots in your inventory backpack. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Why are they bringing that back?
Deus Ex actually has that too, right now.
When did that go away?
I guess in the last two.
Oh.
So.
I didn't play the last two. Six and five and six.
Yeah, that's what I was aware. I think. I mean, I haven't played those either, but from what I understand, they're bringing it back, and I know that it wasn't in. I'm almost certain it wasn't in five. Maybe I'm wrong, but I remember playing five a little bit. I never played six, so I can't tell you. But so I don't know. I think it's something that is antiquated. I guess they're trying to get back to the roots with this game, though, and try to make it scary and try to make it, you know. Back to the roots is weird because there's going to be ghosts in this.
Ghosts?
Yeah.
So it looks like it's very horror theme instead of just zombie theme.
So.
Yeah, but ghosts?
Yeah. I'll talk about it in a minute. But Sony's projecting.
With the demos, they have nothing to do with the game, though. If you're talking about demos.
No, yeah, but I know that they were talking about, like. No. I know that they're nothing to do with the story of the game, but the atmosphere is built from the game like this. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say. So it's like the story itself has nothing to do with it, but the atmosphere is going to be there. So from what I understand, it will have ghosts in the game. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I understood that as. Mm-hmm. So the VR system, the PlayStation VR actually launched. And there's one more announcement after this we'll get to with Blizzard. But we'll go VR right now. Talking about their strong sales in the start. So there's a lot of hype for this system, for it being everywhere. You can buy them pretty easily right now. But they're projecting pretty strongly, actually. Their research company came out and said that they're projecting 2 million consoles sold, 2 million PlayStation VR units sold by the end of this year. Actually, I guess, isn't there like 50 million PlayStation... Yeah,
I think there's like 40.
50 million PlayStation 4s out, so that's a very conservative adoption rate, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think so. I guess it's not really that much of a stretch. But Sony said that they're estimating hundreds of thousands sold in the first weekend. Yeah. Whatever hundreds of thousands sold mean.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the first weekend was one that just passed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so they don't have actual numbers yet, but they're projecting, so. All right, let's talk about BlizzCon coming up. We're hearing rumors of a Diablo 4 announcement.
Oh, it's on. I didn't even realize it was on here. I wasn't looking at the news.
Oh, sorry. No, you didn't have to. I mean, we're getting through it. So BlizzCon's November 4th.
It's like first week in November.
Yeah.
Something.
So
it is the 4th. It's kind of weird, right? That,
yeah. 4th. Yeah. This is happening, Corey. I know you're in like the doubtful zone.
No.
I'm in the.
I would bet on it if you want to bet on it.
You got it.
Oh, shit.
You got it. Yeah. And we're on, just like that. I gotta get back. I mean, I gotta watch something soon for the fucking Daredevil bet. So, so when I win this one, we can assign each other a movie.
All right. I mean, I hope it gets announced. I just don't
it's
see
going
it
to
happening.
Be announced. I'm pretty certain, but
I mean, the floor plan's been released. There's no space for it. So
it's gonna be announced. It's gonna be announced. So
and they might not have it playable. I do think they will announce it though.
Yep.
All right.
I don't know.
I hope so. That'd be cool.
I'm not saying it's going to be released like within the first, like within a year. I'm saying they're going to announce it.
Okay. So,
It's due.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, the last one.
I'm actually psyched because okay, we've had this conversation before, and Tony, because I know you like Diablo 2. And Diablo.
Like?
Yeah.
Talk about
that was an understatement. Love, that was an understatement.
Love.
Yeah. So it always irks me when you tell me that you hate Diablo 3 because of the changes
yeah,
had to go through.
Diablo 3 is a piece of shit.
It's not
originally,
anymore. But
sure.
I don't care.
I get it. So I'm actually excited for this to be announced because they can take what they've done with 3 and start off 4 properly, and then you can enjoy it.
Agreed.
Because it's really good.
Agreed.
So hopefully we get something.
Auction house for the win. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. No. That was terrible. Terrible decision. All right, let's get into what we've been up to, guys. Mike, kick us off, video game wise. What have you been up to?
Well, surprise, surprise. While you guys are not really on it too much, I'm now playing Overwatch all the time.
I don't even know if I like the game, though.
I've actually been on a lot, too.
Yeah, so I was placed at 21.94 to start the season. Start playing, plummeted to like 17-something. And I just recently got up above what I started. So I had a new season high, and then I lost two in a row, so I'm a little under it again. Yeah, I've been playing it a lot, getting those Halloween things. They're all right, I guess. And yeah, I feel like I'm getting pretty good with Zenyatta now. Zenyatta is, I'm to the point where like I feel like Zenyatta is a necessity for every team. Like, and I think every team also needs another like general healer as well. So to the point where I get mad when I see
only people, Zenyatta.
Yeah, or just like people. Because every now and then I'm like, all right, I want to be someone different, but it's just like, ugh, no one is being him, or we don't have another healer, or when I become him, they're like, all right, that's all the healing we need. I'm like, no, we need like a Lucio or Mercy too. Why don't you do that? But
I have to say, man, Anna has been like ridiculously like valuable on the. If you have a good Anna, it's crazy.
I've been her a little bit too.
Because her ult gets charged so quickly, and if you have like a Reaper or a Reinhardt, that guy can you get nano boosted like three times easily.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
No, I've been her a little bit too. Not quite as good with her as I am with Zenyatta, but she's useful. I'm sorry, Jim. She's a good one. You just gotta
there's a learning curve. People didn't have the time to learn her initially. Now that she's been out for a while, people got a feel for her, and she's definitely found a place in the meta, as they call it.
Or she and Zenyatta are actually pretty similar because they're just buffing people.
I haven't played the game in now a few weeks because of all the other stuff I've been playing, but when we were ranking, like we played on, she was on our team a few times, and I have to say that she was a lot more useful then. So people are getting used to her who are playing as her now. Not just trying her out and losing.
Oh, it's a ranked game. I better try out Anna.
Yeah, and that was happening in season one. So, but when does season two end?
Hey, I don't know.
I haven't said.
Okay.
They say each season is like about 3 months or something.
It's supposed to be like a season for the season. Like they're supposed to follow the seasonal seasons.
I got a little while. I can get through my stuff and good. All right.
I've been playing that too a lot though, Mike. And, so we'll have to play together at some point, but
Corey, what else?
Just quick match.
Corey, just what have you been up to then? So you've been playing Overwatch and on like, Xbox, or PS4.
PS4, because I'm so close to 100 that like once I tip that, I'll just get the loot boxes for days. I mean,
yeah, so I actually did do that. I'm up to like 15 over that.
Yeah, I think I'm at 98 right now. So I'm just trying to get past that.
Yeah.
Point so I can take advantage of the lower levels, getting loot boxes for the Halloween event. And unfortunately, that's like not only unfortunately, but it's too bad these timed events are timed because, I want to get the stuff for my characters that I play the most. And I have to say, Mercy, you can buy them, but three times the expensive.
I know, but at least there is the option.
If you get to 3,000 coins. I don't know. Most people
probably not all won't. Of them are super expensive, though.
Yeah, but some of them Rich are Mercy. Come on. that's what I want.
Rich Mercy. My lord.
I went and
played as her.
It was cheaper.
Because, eventually I'll get that skin, I'm sure. I'm at 1,800.
That's not how the game works, Corey. It's not how the game works.
So I can do it if I get these loot boxes for days, like I said.
The most valuable skin that I got so far is the Reaper one that you see like all the time. The pumpkin headed one.
You got it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I like that one too. Those are the two best. I mean, Reaper, pumpkin head, and Witch Mercy. But Mercy, I fell back in love with Mercy. Like, she's my girl again. And just, I have had my most play time is her. Like, in the beginning, and I've played a bunch of other characters after. I still have not passed like my playtime with her, in my career profile, and I went back and played with her a bunch, and she's really valuable. Like I played two competitive matches, and won them both, and she was like vital both times. Like
oh yeah,
I got play of the game in one as a Mercy, and that's because D.Va blew up my entire team. I just rest them. Yeah. And then just having her be able to get people back. It's like when the one game I played, when I was playing quick play, I didn't have her on the team. I was just doing Reaper or whatever. And it's just so hard when you don't have somebody like boosting or healing you.
Actually, that reminds me of one game where, we actually lost. Someone left. We were winning, but we lost. So we were 5-on-6 and we actually held the point. I think I was Ana, and then there was a Mercy, and we just kept everyone alive despite being down a person. We actually, for the first time I think that I can remember, actually won when we were down a person. So
did you actually get more points for that?
I don't think so.
No.
Should have, but
I have to say though, real quick, the thing with Overwatch that does really well in my opinion is the games, they do a great job matchmaking, because I always felt like the games were really close. And like if you win that close match, it's like so gratifying. Definitely a high there. Where, you know, obviously when you lose, it's like a really low. So
Well,
right, and that's the goal of a good matchmaking game. Like, you know, League tries to do this, because just like you said, like a close game, even if you win, it's great. But if you lose, you know, you're like, damn, if you know it was really close at least. Blowout games aren't fun. Like, even when I win a blowout game, it's just like...
You laugh at it.
And you're just like, okay.
Well, I've got enough bullshit losses where I'll take quite a few blowout wins, that's fine.
Oh, I'm never going to say no to a blowout win, but I'm just saying enjoyment, you know.
As far as, like, the feeling you get when you have, like, that close win and then that close loss, they're extremes.
Plus, with these games, you learn more. Did you find
any gears, Corey?
Well, I was waiting for you. So
sorry. No. Yeah, I'll be on.
We'll play because it's co-op, so I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. I was gonna text you the other day, and I just
Will never get back to Overwatch now.
I gotta finish up the Halloween thing, and then
So I guess maybe
by the time the Halloween thing ends, Sombra is gonna come out, and
this is the problem with buying other games. Like, it really is. Like, it's such a
fucking Overwatch.
Because I got Destiny to go back to too, man.
Yeah, and then I just got that.
Just bought a $300 accessory, right?
And I'm playing that like crazy. Yeah. Jesus.
$400.
You can be done with that in like a week, can't you?
I'll get to that in a second. You're good, Corey. Then all set. All right, Tony. What have you been up to?
I got back to League.
I saw you were playing that a lot. Yeah, you were texting. You were talking about it in Slack that you were playing that last
It's just right now this month is the World's Championship, so they got the best teams around the world. And we're down I think we're entering the semifinals this week. And just seeing like that high level of competitive play just like really inspires me. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I really want to get back into this for a bit because, you know, Overwatch effectively killed my desire to play that game for almost 5 months, pretty much, which is a good thing because I just needed to change a pace after like 4 years or however long I've been playing League of Legends. But it's just nice being able to go back to a game that, you know, and I feel like this is where like really good StarCraft players or like Counter-Strike, it's like, you know, when you get to a certain level of the game, you can always come back to it. You'll have to relearn some new mechanics or some new adjustments or, you know, tweaks, but like you'll still be good at the game. It's like, you know, riding a bike. You never forget.
But is the meta like really different?
The meta is definitely different, and that's what I'm learning right now, because I'm just like, you know, that's I'm like, this character's a joke, and like they like all in me. I'm like, oh shit, what? What was that? You know?
Yeah, that's the problem with like card games. You know, it's like the meta changes so much, and if you're not staying up on it, you're done.
That's what happened. That's Hearthstone.
In
World of Warcraft, when I left, I was awesome at Warlock, and when I came back, it was a completely different game.
But that's all I've been up to.
Just real quick on the Gears thing, I just want to mention, they really fucked up on the...
Oh, I forgot to mention this. It's on the news.
Boxes.
So, like, I meant to mention the fact that their microtransactions are apparently killing... Like, NeoGAF, I was reading on NeoGAF today, like super expensive items, and you can't get these really. They're otherwise pretty much unattainable in the game without buying them with real cash.
Well, like the Reddit, like the Gears of War Reddit is just, that's all it is. It's like, vote with your wallet, don't buy this shit, like fuck this and blah, blah, blah. Like that's all you see on the Reddit. And it's the one of the top posts was,
they're not even cheap. They're like, we're talking like the minimum $10 purchase.
Yeah, like the top post was that awkward moment when Battlefield 1 and EA have done like microtransactions better. Like that's amazing that it's just a shit show over there.
There's a simple system, and we were literally just talking about the game a few seconds ago.
Yeah.
Overwatch. It's a simple loot box system for people that want to buy them. That's it. It's not that expensive. $5.
That's all it is most, like, except for Horde mode. Like, that's the problem. Horde mode is where they fuck you in the asshole. It's like,
yeah, you cannot get those additional things without
everything's supposed to be cosmetic that you have to earn or buy, right? Except for Horde mode, which for some reason, like, it's pay to win.
Yep,
that's disappointing. Because I'm gonna say, like, I appreciate Gears of War. I don't think I've ever actually played all the way through any single Gears of War game. But I always loved, like, just going to somebody's, like, you know, when we used to have, like, this LAN party.
Horde
thing.
Modes. Yeah, the Horde those are great for, like, the thing about, like, you're having a New Year's party. New Year's party.
Everybody has a Horde mode because of Gears of War. Right. Like, there are modes like that, but Horde mode really actually created a whole genre of
absolutely. Gameplay. And, like, that's, you know, I talked about briefly last week with Overwatch, but if Overwatch really introduced a Horde mode as a permanent game type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what Junkenstein, like, that Junkenstein thing is. Great, everybody loves it, and that's basically
I really think that that's going to be introduced, but I think that I hope they're going to reevaluate, because they did this in Forza 5 and they reevaluated everything and like dropped the prices immensely and increased,
but they already learned this lesson. Why is it happening again?
Saying it right now, they learned their lesson in Forza 5 and they increased
the coalition,
the
developer, I mean, they're getting shit, like they're getting tons
of
shit,
they should, right, and now. They deserve it. Like,
absolutely, they deserve it. This is it's ridiculous. It's awful. Yeah. It is.
Yep.
I mean, they did a great thing. It gave you every Gears of War game if you bought a certain edition, or did I think?
Yeah,
pre-ordered.
I got it.
Pre-ordered.
I got the regular mode, and
if you pre-ordered it, they gave you every Gears of War game. That's awesome. But then they like try to fuck you like this. Like, that just doesn't feel good. It's like, holy shit.
Not like this.
Not like this. I can't say I'm surprised.
All right. So let's get into the final thing. What's that?
It's Microsoft greed. Just like Sony has their arrogance, Microsoft has their greed, and Nintendo has their incompetence. Those are the trademarks of all the three.
Can we just get one perfect Unity thing? Like, just
no, there's no such thing.
Steam?
No. They will never release Half-Life 3,
lost a lot of Steam.
All right, Dad.
All right. So lastly, we got me. I can talk about...
VR.
So I got the PlayStation VR. $400 accessory for the PlayStation 4. And played it quite a bit, actually, already. So I can talk about a ton of things if we want to. Basically, I picked up Arkham VR, which I'm going to kick off first with. As the Batman game, and everybody talking about online how this is like the definitive VR experience, I really wonder what they're playing.
That's not a good sign. Nice.
Yeah, so this just turned, right? No, okay, so the game is enjoyable, and it is really nice looking, and it is really cool, the VR. It is also about 45 minutes long.
No.
Yeah, no. About 45 minutes. I beat it drunk on Saturday night.
What?
Yeah.
For $20?
No, I only spent $6, thank God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I had the $10 cert and the discount.
Oh, no, but how much does it retail for?
It's $20.
It's like, disgusting. If you're
looking at this game for $20, do not buy it. If you haven't bought it yet, do not buy it. I promise you, you're going to be disappointed.
$20? I don't know. That seems about right to me.
No.
$45? $10.
It's not even
a movie, dude.
$10. There is more to do.
IMAX movies are $18, dude. I'm just saying. Like, listen, you'd be becoming Batman. I mean, come on.
No, it's not even like that. It's not even that interactive. It's not even that interactive. It is like.
Aren't you just like sitting as Batman?
No, you stand and you have the move controllers as your hands. Okay. And you have the bat gun you can shoot, and then you have the scan gun with the left hand. And then you can grab batarangs and try to throw them. And that controls like a Wii game. Yep. I got so frustrated with it controlling like a fucking Wii game, I got pissed. Anyway.
Are we in agreement now from that discussion we had during your Comic-Con?
Yes.
Thank you.
So, graphically, it probably is the nicest looking VR game that they've launched. I mean, they Rocksteady, right? Rocksteady came back for this one. They came back and they've done a great job. It's got the atmosphere.
It's amazing in Arkham games. So.
And it's got it. It's got it. Without a, it's awesome. And it's original, like it's got a little side. It's like a little side story with you're looking for Robin essentially, and like, I don't know. It was on rails. Like you really couldn't fail, and I don't know. I didn't feel like it was.
Were you overhyped, Jim?
Yeah, it was a cool tech demo, but that's really all it is. That's really all it is. It's not a game. It's not something that. Somebody should spend $20 on. It should be $10.
Not a game.
Practice. Yeah. So there's more afterwards. There's Riddler challenges I'm going to go through now. And I hope I can give you guys better results next week after I do the Riddler challenges in the Batcave. And it was really cool. The Batcave was... When you first get into the game and you put the cowl on and you put your gloves on and you take a blood sample and you're using your hands to take the blood sample from things, it's really cool. But once you're out in the city... It's more like scan, okay, then grapple out of there. You know, and it's just like, I don't know. It just didn't have what I was looking for. So, however, I'm going
to
say this.
To me, that sounds like a $20 game. I don't know why.
It's overpriced for $20. I played it. You haven't.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just saying, like, everything you're describing, it's like as a launch title for a tech demo kind that you get to play as Batman from Rocksteady, that sounded like a bargain at first.
Yeah, but if you like had DLC that was only 45 minutes long, wouldn't you be pissed off if they're charging $20
Mike, that's what I'm looking at this like. This would be a great DLC pack.
No, I get it, but it's also like a way to play a game you've never played before.
Is it a game?
It's hard.
Then it should have came with the system then.
No, I understand. I'm saying I haven't played it, so I can't really judge. I just think when you're talking about Eve being $60, wow, Batman VR is going to be $20. Okay, sounds good to me.
So
how much are you going to get out of Eve?
This all multiplayer based. I'm an hour into Eve, so I've already gotten past Batman.
There you go, unlimited hours.
Yeah, it's a multiplayer universe.
Playing Batman unlimited hours depends on how long you want to.
I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna play more. I hope I can give you guys a better result. But
I heard you can get it like pretty much double the playtime with Riddler stuff.
An hour and a half.
It still puts you to like an hour and a half, 2 hours though.
Yeah, so I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna hopefully enjoy it more, but we'll see. I mean, I have it, so I'm not getting rid of it. I've got. I also picked up Eve, like I mentioned, because I got a great deal on that for $20 digital. Which, by the way, has made the game better. But it's really good. That's like my favorite. It's maybe not my favorite. My favorite might be Drive Club, believe it or not.
Which
I might go buy that.
Shitting on for
years.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever said a positive thing about Drive Club.
It's not even. Listen, I'm okay saying this because that team is fired. They're not even in. They're not even the same team anymore. So the people that worked in this game are no longer with Sony, but Sony has re-released this in VR, and it's really cool. Like, everybody that came over on the weekend, we all sat in here and we played for a little while during the picnic we had.
Wait, so and none of us got to...
No.
You, Corey, were specifically invited and you left, so don't give me shit. So there was a VR demo disc. Thank God the thing comes with a VR demo disc. So you're able to try out a whole bunch of cool stuff, tech demos. So... Everything has its merits, and everything is cool and showing promise. And I've probably played about 5 or 6 hours total of VR stuff right now. So I've played every single demo on that disc. Thumper was really cool, actually. It's a weird mix. So, does anybody remember Tempest?
No, of course.
Yeah, but it's music oriented, and like you're going for, and it's like an obstacle course kind of thing. It's really cool. Like you have to press the buttons at the timing of the music, and it's like really fast, and there's like a kind of like a thriller going on. There's like dark music, and you have to fight bosses with the beat. It's really cool though. I like Thumper quite a bit from the demo. Drive Club was awesome because like when you get into the car and you can turn your head and you can see your mirrors. And you can actually prevent people from passing from your mirrors. That's really awesome. It makes you really feel like you're in a driving game. You're driving a car. It really makes you do. And Eve is another one that I've played about an hour of now, and I really like Eve. Even though it's all multiplayer, which I knew sort of. I was hoping to have single player, but it is what it is. Nobody talks, so it doesn't matter. It's like you're playing a computer anyways. So I've played Eve. I really like Eve. Overall, I think that it's got some glitches right now. VR, I feel like the camera gets a little jittery, but it also may be my PlayStation because my PlayStation is dying.
Pad, yep.
Yeah.
Are you playing it in your room or are you playing it in
I moved it into the living room for Batman, okay. And that was cool, thank God, because I don't even know how I can play Batman in my room, actually. I don't think I have enough room. But it's back in my room now for, like, I played Eve because that's sitting down. Most of them are sitting down. And even if they're standing, you do have the option to play them sitting. So you can play them in a smaller space.
Did you get to play the kitchen demo?
Yes. So I got to play the kitchen demo Saturday night, which was great. Late night game, which was more fun. That was freaky. Really freaky. So the ghost thing that I was talking about in the podcast, it has elements of that. And like at some point she like puts her hands over your eyes from behind you. You don't even know she's behind you. She's just... And that is the freakiest thing in the world. So
nobody even knew that was Resident Evil before when it was being shown.
Well, it doesn't feel like Resident Evil at all. It's just it's like a tech demo.
Wait, is there another demo?
Yep, there's
from Resident Evil.
No, oh, there's Resident. There's a regular Resident Evil demo.
Oh,
but
it's not VR.
Did you get Res?
I haven't gotten Res yet. That one I haven't played yet. But I heard that's the best one, so I'm going to play.
So why the fuck haven't you gotten it?
I heard Job Simulator.
You're telling me about all this goddamn bullshit nobody cares about.
What? Drive Club is really good.
It's Who cares really about it though?
Jim does. He likes it.
Eve was fun. I stand by the $20 Eve I bought.
No, far no, better. I'm not saying that.
But what else did I try? There's the Until Dawn Rail demo. Mm-hmm. It's on rails. It's like it feels like you're in
it's like the House of the Dead game.
Yes, thank you. I was like trying to remember the name of the game. It's like House of the Dead. Then there's a heist game that we got to play a little bit of, and that was cool. It felt like John Wick, Tony. It felt a lot like John Wick. It's just not quite as accurate. The camera, I really hope Sony does release small tracking units that you can actually optionally mount for better tracking. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
do you play this in a dark room or a lighter room?
Lit room for me. I haven't tried dark yet. Okay. So
all the videos I see, people are in dark rooms.
Yeah, I haven't tried dark room.
Better or not.
Well, because there is light leak under the eyes. It's not perfect seal on your eyes. So if you put it too close, my things steam up and you can't see as well. So the other gripes I have, I'm going to give you guys some gripes here because, like I said, overall I like it. But to give you some more gripes is the field of vision. So directly in front of you is perfectly clear, but if you try to look up with your eyes and left and right, it's a little blurry because of the way that the VR for PlayStation VR is designed. It's the cheaper unit, so it doesn't quite do it as clarity for all around. People with glasses had no problem over the weekend playing. No problem. I had multiple people try with glasses. Ashley tried it, Nick's wife, and she loved it. So she tried the horror game. And she was like, I don't want to do this now. I was like, you're the one that chose it. We said play Drive Club. And she's like, I just want to do something different. I'm like, you chose the horror game. So she did like what is it? The Thrive one or the it's another horror game. I can't remember what it's called, but I haven't tried that one yet either. But I heard it was really scary. So but overall, I do like it. I really want some more content. And the only fear that I have for this, and this is it's valid, is it's Vita. You know what I mean? Is it going to be supported?
All right. When's the next game coming out for it?
The next games are, it looks like December 6th is a huge launch day for like a lot of stuff. So you get like an adventure game. You get Star Trek, Bridge Crew. You get, you get a whole bunch. Plus the integration in, I think, Call of Duty, which I'm not going to get. But
yeah, you're going to get that.
Tomb Raider's got something, too.
You're going to get has it.
I'm going to get Tomb Raider when it goes to... If I can get Tomb Raider on Black Friday for $25, I'll get Tomb Raider again. So
you played it on Xbox?
Oh yeah, I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was game was very good. It wasn't as good as Uncharted, and I think I said that, but it was a very good game. Like I said, it's an 8 or a 9, whereas Uncharted is a 9 or a 10. You know what I mean? Like it's not taking anything away from the game. It just is not as good as Uncharted. That's all. So, Mike, like I said, Mike, that's a game you should look at during this holiday season.
Perhaps.
So, but I want to try the VR experience on that because that's supposed to be the most like involving VR experience. So, from what I've read. But yeah, so overall, that's your VR stuff. I'll talk more about it as I play more.
So you happy with your purchase?
Yeah. I'm not going to, I'm not going to go out and say I'm in love with the thing like everybody else is on Reddit. I can't say it's perfect. I'm not going to say it's amazing.
Well, I don't think everybody's in love with it on Reddit.
That's on Reddit, amazing. Like, if you go to the PSVR forum, it's just, like, nonstop. If I was posting on there, I'd be saying, like, listen, let's talk about what it is.
You're not posting on there.
We need, like, real game environments here. Let's play some full games. Like, Eve's a full game, which is nice.
I'm just saying, like, go to, like, the games, or, like, /games Reddit and see what they're saying about it. Like, yeah. Of course you're going to go with PSVR Reddit. People are going to say they like it.
I mean, listen, it's really cool. I do like it. I'm an early adopter on some things. And, like I said,
I have to say, this is probably not the worst thing you've early adopted on.
No. I did have the extra $300 given to me from the bank when I switched banks. So this thing was only $150. That's the way I look at it.
So. Out of pocket.
Out of pocket, $150.
Would you have spent $400?
And been happy right now? Not as happy as I am now. I don't think it's necessarily worth people having it right now.
Do you think $250 is like the magic number?
$250, $299 would be cool.
$299.
Even content wise, Corey, like $399 right now with more content, more full games, instead of experiences would make more sense. Like there just needs to be more full games. There's only really experiences right now. So you're paying $400 for a couple of experiences, which is cool.
Right, which is my whole criticism of it. Because
let's see how I feel in 2 weeks. All right, let's bring it back.
That's fair enough.
That's what I mean.
Oculus and like Vive have out that's a full experience? Because they've been out for months.
I don't know. But that's what I'm wondering as well. So,
Nothing. Fucking
when
nothing.
Does the Star Wars thing come out?
That's end of this month. That's soon. So I'll probably get that. We'll see what else I'm going to get. I think Rez is probably happening. Because of all the raids it's getting, and I'm going to play the demo of it probably tonight. And then I really don't want to buy Drive Club, but it's really good.
And don't do it.
But it's really good. And I shit on that game so hard.
Buy Forza? Have you even played Forza?
Yeah, but he can't play Forza in full VR experience.
You know what this is. You have to experience it. I'm telling you.
You need a fan. Blow on you, and then you can pretend like you got a convertible or something.
Like it is such a cool experience. You have to at least try it. Like,
The sense of speed.
Experience.
Is there a sense of speed that you don't get?
Yeah.
Like
there's a craziness that's involved that you don't get in normal racing games. Yeah. Where you're kind of just
That's fine. But is it worth $400? I doubt it. That's my side of the camp.
And that's where I'm at. I don't have a solid verdict of that yet. How about I can't give you that.
Where the Wii was when that came out. Like as far as experiences,
it's better than the Wii experience. But it should be better than the Wii experience. We're talking like 10 years.
I don't know about that. I could play Wii Sports right now.
When the Wii came, I'm talking about just at that time in the
experience wise.
As far
I know what
as
you're saying.
It
is better, but it should be better. I mean,
you could play Wii Sports though for hours on it.
Mike, you're not getting the point. His point is interactivity.
How
like
people
futuristic
this is changing
stuff.
The way we play a game. Like we. Change the way people play games. This is changing the way people play games as well.
Yeah.
So is that?
It is. And it's
is
just,
it?
But I
can't what game is it changing?
Everything.
You have not.
You're virtually out, Tony. How can you say it's like what?
No.
Game
what experience does it bring that I can't get right now from playing a normal game, other than it's virtual reality?
Interactive. Yeah, the interaction in the game, the different
like
levels
what?
Of immersion.
What?
You have
tell
not
me
the level of immersion.
It's
Tony,
hard to explain.
That's not gameplay, dude.
This, the
it
John
is. It
Wick experience that
gameplay.
You've had, Tony, like you're seeing what is possible. That's a change. That's a level of change that the Wii brought. Can you deny that?
All right.
I'm just saying.
I'm thinking. I mean,
it's It's like when the Wii came out, that changed the way people saw how you can game.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It didn't have full blown experience games when it came out.
Sure, it did.
It had experiences as far as maybe Zelda, fine. Like, but was that
whatever? Let's not use Zelda as an example of that game.
I'm just saying, like, not when right that came away, out, not the, first the thing that made that popular was not full blown experiences, though. It was like the short things that you have, like your tennis and your bowling and
yeah, the small games, the party games, which is what most people only had
to pick
game.
Up and play.
Yeah,
and it changed the way people play the game.
Right,
VR's. The idea of VR is the same, is to change the way you think about how you play a game. And I'm just asking as far as like, not if it's like, good
Tony,
or not if it's got
the level
of quality.
I'm gonna
just the fact that that's what it's going for is the same thing.
Yeah, I'm going to try to describe like Eve, for instance. Okay, so you're in a normal space shooter and you're flying it. You're like looking and you're flying and you're zooming around, right? There's another field of view when you can do this with your eyes and you're controlling the thing and you can look behind you where you're heading by looking up. Like, just that feature alone, it's tough to describe unless you experience it, but it's amazing. To be able to do this, like, I know where this guy's flying right now.
You can look one way and still be shooting the other way.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, that's like driving. The same way, driving, I'm turning the wheel, and I'm like, where's this guy passing me on the right? And I'm like,
that's not to say it's going to be successful, like, but it definitely is something that we haven't been able to experience on this level. You know, Virtual Boy, it's not, let's not get there, you know. Not go there. Yeah. But I just think that that's what they're aiming for, and hopefully they can support it enough that it becomes something that can stick around. We'll see. But I'm excited
for the concept. Yeah, I just don't.
I'm excited for the fact that it's changing how you get to play the game. That's
like,
what I like.
Even if you were to try it here, like I know you're gonna have like you'll probably end up. Is it worth $400? That's your response, and I can't argue with you on that. But when you play it. Look at it for like different aspect of gaming that you have never experienced. That's all I'm saying. Don't think about the price at that point in time. Just take it for what it is for the VR experience, right?
Sure, it is. And like I said,
and
like
then you can say
John
like, okay,
Wick
well,
was awesome, but it's not $1,000 awesome.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that experience is really cool. Like and
it's
but
right, it's cool, but it's a gimmick. Like I don't understand. You spent years arguing that Wii was a gimmick, and now you're saying this is revolutionizing shit. There's not even one game. You can't even name one VR game that you're like, wow, this completely justifies the entire technology aspect of this.
And I haven't said it's justified at all in this podcast. I said my verdict is still out. I said this.
But you can't even name one game on the horizon that's going to justify this.
There might be something. I have to look ahead. I mean, Bridge Crew, there's an adventure game that looks kind of cool, platformer. There's Farpoint. There's I think Horizon's gonna have some VR stuff in it too. So
Bridge Crew is not gonna do it. I'll tell you that. I saw that on YouTube. It looks pretty silly.
What's that?
I'm
the
saying
the Star Trek Bridge Crew thing. I saw someone playing it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. So we'll have to see. Whoops.
I mean, it could happen. Eventually, it probably will happen. But I don't think we're anywhere close to there. We're years away.
What's funny is this type of game we're looking for, it never really quite happened even on the Wii. Like, the full potential of what the concept was, it never quite happened.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's why we'll have to see what it turns into. Like, and that's where you run the fear of, are they going to continue to support it? Because Sony has a history of not. So... Yeah.
I mean, the nice thing I will say about that is that at least there's competition in the Oculus and the Vive that people who are making games for those, it's going to be a pretty automatic decision to be like, all right, well, let's port it to PSVR now. Like, there's no reason not to. You
know? But there's another aspect of this. There's another aspect of this we're not even considering, which is another interactive level for not just gaming, but movie watching, comic reading. There was comic readings at the... At Comic-Con, sure. They were talking about that.
I don't particularly understand the movie side. It's just like strapping a screen to your face then. Like,
yeah, but there might be like some VR experiences in the movie. Like, it could be different things. I don't know.
Right. Like, imagine like being able to walk into like the middle of an action sequence
yeah.
or something.
They would have to film that
like you are...
differently.
No, absolutely. But it's a possibility. Will they do it? That's the question, you know? Because like, what was it? Was it Matrix where they said they had to use...
Multiple
like,
angles.
Multiple angles with multiple cameras. Mm-hmm. Like literally 360-degree cameras. Like, yeah. That could be a really cool VR thing. Will they do it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the technology for that, for the Matrix. Right. Now. Yeah, so.
Exactly. But, you know, that's the thing. It's like, yes, I think eventually there will be a VR experience that makes it go, wow, this is something I definitely could not get in any way, shape, or form in a regular video game. Nobody right now is making that game. I will stand
you,
by.
I can tell you, you can't get a driving experience that you can get in virtual reality, in a normal driving game. I'll make that statement.
You would need, like, probably tens of thousands of dollars to get the setup.
But even then, you still wouldn't get the same experience. Tens of thousands of dollars with the VR then? Absolutely. It would be amazing. You'd be, might as well just, it's like driving a car.
But that's my point, Jim, is that this is on the level of what, you know, Wii was doing, is, you know, changing the way you can play a game. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's going to be successful. I'm not saying it's going to be the most successful thing out there. It's just, we changed the way people thought about how you play games, and this is doing the same thing, in my opinion. It's very exciting to see that, because, you know.
Is it? But I mean, the other VR things have been out, and, like, I don't really see that many people other than enthusiasts talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, but
it's the same thing, though, here, with, like, you know, PlayStation is making it more mainstream than, like, Oculus and Vive. People aren't talking about, because they are thousands of dollars. Not
most actual, like,
consumer people, like, you know, you have a PlayStation
more, 4. More casual people are going to know about PlayStation VR than Oculus Rift.
Has the brand name.
It's going to be the case.
PlayStation, they know that this is a gaming thing, but you can play the virtual reality.
And even like over the weekend with people here, it was like, oh, that thing I saw advertised on TV. I'm like, yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. I just think
so. It's there.
I mean, the branding wise, PlayStation is a way far
lead on that. And that adoption may help the entire.
Right. It definitely is going to help the Oculus and Vive, because, you know, market. this is the kid friendly, you know, whatever. It's just the consumer level market, where if you want something more premium, you go with Vive.
Sure. I mean, we'll see. I think in 6 months we'll have a better picture.
And like I said, I can't even tell you that this is absolutely stunning, amazing. I can say that I know that I can say that that's the best driving experience I've ever had.
I mean, I want this to succeed.
And it was with crappy
driving. I would like to buy it. I just can't afford to buy it right now.
No. And I wouldn't even say keep it. Corey, I would say bring it back.
Like, and I would say I've never even looked at it.
Yeah, so it's not something that everybody needs to have. I think, like, I actually used to love driving games. I used to love driving games, racing games. So this,
come on, Daytona. Might be, you know,
yeah, well, no, but I used to love Gran Turismo, and I'm psyched to play that on this. There it is. There's the game I'm looking forward to the most for this, because I know it's going to have the experience in it. I mean, the entire game is VR. So Drive Club VR, not Drive Club, but Gran Turismo VR. So. Anyways, all right. I think that's going to wrap up 314. I don't think there's anything else. We've talked about this enough. So,
for now.
We'll talk more over the weeks. It's new. It's, you know, listeners, if you've played it, if you have it, let us know what you're thinking of it. If you're questioning it, ask, you know, give us some questions. If you have some questions for it, maybe I can answer them for you. Write us podcast@alliconggeek.net. Follow us on Twitter @alliconggeek, and you can write us on there as well. And Facebook, post on our Facebook page if you have a question. We have a website, alliconggeek.net, and YouTube now. Don't forget YouTube. You can comment on YouTube videos as well. So subscribe to our channel. Tune in next week. We'll have more VR, more Overwatch. I really need to get back into that. I do want to play it before the event's over. So, all right. Thanks.